This recording, Virginia 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and went to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot or mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. Finally, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile, and in no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought that it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I live in Springfield, Virginia. I've lived in Springfield for 18 years, you know, from birth to now, and it's a great place to grow up. It's not a huge city, and it's not rural. It's about 20 minutes outside of D.C., and, I mean, everything that you'd want to do as a kid, it's there. I have one brother. He's 3.5 years younger than me. I have 2 incredibly loving parents that I love. Well, that sounded redundant. I have an amazing dog named Pippin, and right now he's 3 years old. He just had his birthday in January, and he's, I think, the cutest creature living in the world. As of this year, I go to college. I'm going to Michigan State University. I've been here for a semester and a half-ish now. I'm studying theater, and I'm looking to add a double major in music. In about 2 weeks, actually, I have an audition, so I'm kind of freaking out and I'm nervous, but we'll see how that goes. I am extremely musical. I love playing instruments. I played clarinet for 10 years. I sing, I act. It's just, theater is a huge, monumental part of my life, and I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have some sort of outlet for my incredibly dramatic self. Yeah, so that's basically it. I'm just your average normal girl. I love to travel. I absolutely love it. I've been to a bazillion different countries. I went to New Zealand and Australia about 4 years ago. 2 years ago, I went on a music tour playing clarinet across Europe, which was incredible. We went to London, we went to France, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Italy. We spent like 2 seconds in Liechtenstein, and we had a transfer flight to the Netherlands, so we never actually got to, you know, step outside and see the Netherlands, but we were there. So, I'm musical, I love to act, I love to travel, I love my dog, I love my parents, I love my family, and I'm from Virginia. So, there we go.